Good evening, everyone. I call the September 19th, 2022 City Council meeting to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Here.
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 Thank you. Councilwoman Travis, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Good evening, everyone. First off is general communications. I'd like to pause on that for a second and introduce our special guest, if we have no objections from the council on that. All right. Councilman McElroy.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have a resolution of congratulations. Whereas Deputy Police Chief Mark Alucci is retiring from the Warwick Police Department and is being awarded this recognition as a testimonial of loyal and dedicated service for the past 22 years. And whereas Deputy Alucci and his wife Sylvia raised two daughters in Warwick before moving to Blackstone, Mass. And whereas Deputy Alucci was sworn in on November 27, 2001, moving through the ranks and being sworn in as the Deputy Chief on March 12, 2019, and whereas Deputy Alucci earned his associate degree in law enforcement from the Community College of Rhode Island in 1998 and his bachelor's from Rhode Island College in 2000. And whereas Deputy Alucci has served as a member of the SWAT team and has served as the team leader for the past 3 years. He also served as a member of the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve and was called to serve in Iraq in 2007. And whereas during a long and distinguished career in public service, Deputy Alucci has accumulated an impressive list of awards and citations for public service, civic and professional achievements, and whereas he will be missed both professionally and as a friend, and we extend our very best wishes for his continued success in his life's pursuits. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the mayor and the Warwick City Council urge our citizens to join with us as we extend our sincere appreciation for his work and wish him well in his future endeavors.
Thank you, Councilman. Commander, if we can have you just stand up here. I just want to say a few words, and I know we all want to congratulate you and shake your hand. I just want to thank you. Take this opportunity to thank you. Thank you for your service to the city of Warwick over 20 years, and also to your service to our country. True leadership and true passion to serve our country and our community. Being a police officer in this day and age is really difficult, and you did it with honor. You were a great representative of the city of Warwick when you were out there every single day. I also want to thank your family. I know there was probably a lot of long nights where you're out and they're at home and life goes on. So someone's got to take care of the business. So I just want to thank your family as well. Commander, we just wish the best for you in the future. You have big shoes to fill here in the police department, but also big shoes to fill for the next MC at all the promotional ceremonies. You did an excellent job as the MC, and big shoes to fill there. And I may have already mentioned to, you had a lieutenant that did it last Thursday, just right before he went up there, just to make him sweat a little bit. So I personally thank you for all the times that you reached out to me and supported our city, and thank you very much. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you and your family. So thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Does any other council people? Councilman Latta, sir.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. So, Commander, while it's a sad day for us, of course, to see you retire, and for all our citizens here in the city of Warwick, I do want to say it's been a pleasure working with you. I know that sometimes, well, maybe most of the time, I ask some pretty difficult questions. We all know I dig in deep on the issues, particularly the numbers. But on the very few occasions that perhaps we had a difference of opinion, that's what it was. It was a difference of opinion. And we moved on. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for you and all the respect that you have always shown this city council, even when we may have some disagreements. I don't know how the commander draws the short straw to come before this council, but nonetheless, you did so. You did so very respectfully. And I certainly appreciate having to have this opportunity to work with you. And I wish you all the best, and also to your family. It's not easy for a family whose spouse is in the profession that you're in. And kudos to them as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman.
And Travis.
I also want to add to it that I have nothing but the highest respect for you. My whole family does. And we're sadly going to miss you, that's for sure. But I wish you nothing but the best in your new endeavor. And you and your family, I'm sure everything will be fine, knowing that you're at the, the head of it, because all you do is great things. So I wish you the best, and I'll miss you.
Thank you, Councilwoman.
And Commander, do you have anything to say? You don't have to, but to put you on the spot.
Do I have to fill out the sign-in sheet, sir?
You do not have to fill out the sign sheet, but if you want to come back for public comment, that is after this, so you will have to sign up then.
Received. I know we're on a time crunch, so I kept my comments limited to just under an hour. I want to thank everyone here. I want to thank my mother and my father and my wife, my daughter, and Colonel Connor, and the other representatives of the city, all of you folks, the council, the city council, and the council president. I apologize. It's certainly more emotional than I thought it would be. Normally, it's no problem coming up to the microphone, but knowing it might be one of the last times is certainly moving. I'm grateful for everything that all the citizens of Warwick have given me throughout the years and the support that they've given to the police department. It is second to none. It made coming to work an absolute privilege. I can tell you in my role in working with the Colonel, the staff, the past mayor, Mayor Picozzi, Mayor Avedisian, that we truly have the best law enforcement agency, I believe, in this country and in this world, and I would put our officers up against any challenge that were to come our way. And I know I'm saying something that all of you already know. And I know with that, there'll always be someone to fill the role. Even if someone can never be replaced, someone will always be there to fill the role. Warwick will always be near and dear to my heart. This is where my oldest daughter was born, at Kent Hospital. And this is where I walked up the steps by myself with some trepidation as I went to file a marriage certificate with my wife, not someone else. But it is all the memories here that I didn't think would go by so fast. And it is working with all of you that have made this truly special, and all the citizens. And I'm grateful that regardless of the path anyone takes in achieving an accomplishment or a goal, the goal never changes. And that's what I most admire about this council and the way that this government comports itself. I hope to take the lessons that I've learned, that you've taught me, to the next step in Somerset. And I'm very grateful that I have all of you to thank and reach out to if you're still answering the phone the next time I call. Thank you very much for everything. Thank you, all of you.
We are now still under general communications. This is for announcements of congratulations, condolences, and community events. We, as a council, I have one. It's actually both a condolence first, and then a congratulations. I would like to point out our Sergeant of Arms, Paul Wells. Him and his family had a loss a couple weeks ago. K-9 Fox passed away. K-9 Fox worked with Paul. Paul is a retired Warwick police officer, and Fox was a police dog, and he served the city of Warwick. He made assisted in a number of things. I read a whole report on him and the drugs that he took off the streets and the work that he did with Paul and the police department to protect our residents should not go unsaid. So I respectfully request that we have a moment of silence for not only K-9 Fox, but also for Paul and his family, who Fox was a pet to them, not only a partner but a pet for him and his family and his kids. So if we can have a moment of silence, please. Thank you. On a lighter note, I would also like to point out that this is the one-year anniversary that Paul has been our Sergeant of Arms here for the City Council. So I just want to thank Paul. Paul is a volunteer. He comes here. Again, he's a retired Warwick police officer. He comes to the council meetings. He is our person out there that can answer questions for residents while the meeting is going on. He turns the mic on for everybody. He is just an added part of the meeting that this council wanted to do, to have somebody represent the council out there. We're at our desks, we're working in the committees and stuff like that, and a lot of times people just have a quick question, and so Paul is here. So I just want to thank him. I can't believe it's been a year already, and he keeps coming back, and we appreciate that. So thank you very much, Sergeant. I would also like to make mention that September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And this entire city council was a sponsor of a proclamation recognizing childhood cancer awareness. So I just want to point that out, that this is an important issue. And, you know, if you can support local and federal institutions that are working on addressing childhood cancer, that is great, and we just wanted to highlight that. That's very important. So this resolution was signed by the mayor and the entire city council. And I believe that is all I have for under general communications. Do other members of the council have anything? Councilman Gephardt.
Thank you. I wanted to give recognition over the last year or so. Some neighbors in Cohasset came together to form somewhat of a neighborhood association, and what came out of that is a block party, which had been happening for a few years, but this year really expanded and took on new life. We had a bunch of volunteers. We had almost 300 attendees. It was a family-friendly event, and it went off without a hitch. So I want to give recognition to all the volunteers that helped put that together, and looking forward to doing it again next year. Thank you.
Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. So just to segue off of your announcement on the cancer awareness this month, one of my constituents reached out to me a week or so ago and asked to be able to do a fundraiser for that very cause at my office building at 1065 Warwick Avenue. And we will be doing that. It'll be from, I believe, 11 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. I'm not going to tell you all what time I'm going to be there, because I don't want any of you trying to catch me with the hose. But I will be there at some point. So hopefully a lot of folks will show up for that. I also want to take a minute to thank our very own council liaison, Joanne Canoyer, as well as all of our staff that worked so diligently and so hard to get everyone moved over to the Sawtooth Building. That was a pretty significant undertaking, you know, for folks that weren't in the moving business. And still had to keep up with all their daily routine and their responsibilities. And I think it went along very well. And certainly, I'm sure everyone here appreciates that. But I think it's important that they're all acknowledged and thanked for their efforts in doing so. Thank you.
Thank you. And Councilman, what's the date of that fundraiser?
It's this Sunday.
This Sunday.
This coming Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Councilwoman Travis.
Yes, on Saturday, September 24th at City Park, we're going to have the Rally for Recovery that we have in Jeff. So that's something, if you'd like to stop by and hear some of those stories. It's really very interesting. And there'll be a lot of things.
Rally for Recovery on Sunday.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was looking for the Sergeant of Arms, Paul Wells, but I'm going to stand because for some reason my my chair shrunk, and we can't figure out why. But I wanted for two parts. I wanted to say to Officer Wells that Sergeant Wells, I apologize, that it was. I thank you so much for the personal notification of Fox. When I first got elected to the council and before that, I actually knew Sergeant Wells. Our wives worked together. There's nothing more intimidating, Mr. President, than going to spend an evening or go when I go pick up my friend to go hang with my friend where the whole house rattles because Fox was downstairs and he just wanted to know who was in the house to the point where I would have to go to the door and talk calmly, and that still didn't calm him down. Fox was always on duty. Fox was always alert, and the amount of times, the amount of drugs he took off the street, as you said, Mr. President, the amount of lives he probably saved from that simple scent of his or finding the object that they need or finding any type of, whether it be an illegal weapon that he was able to find for the police department. His years of service to the city it cannot be matched. I do not understand, and we're very fortunate that we have a police force with a great trained canine unit, and that we also, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that we also loan out our services, if you will, in the canine force that we have. They put on some great displays. They're wonderful with the community, and they do a great job, and Fox was definitely no different. It's a great loss. Go on to that, to another subject. Thank you so much for stepping up. When we asked, the president challenged us when he first was selected as the council president to do something to make this council chambers more welcoming to our citizens. And one of the first things that was brought up was, how about a sergeant at arms? Someone, as the president said, while we're in committees and discuss, and I can't tell you how many times when I sat in the audience and now here, where people would come up and they'd say, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm just wondering, where am I? Where are we going? When's this coming up? And I know in the past, meetings would run very late, and the citizens were very confused and then therefore frustrated. With Paul doing this position, people have someone they can go to, a point of contact, to explain the process and also to guide them and lead them and kind of get the order going. So I want to thank you for the last year of you stepping up and quite honestly volunteering to guide this council and still give service to your city. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Councilman Howe. Councilman Foley.
Yes, on another solemn note, before the council meeting started tonight, I noticed on Facebook there was a notice. Andy Sullivan, another Warwick police officer, his father passed away. So I would like a moment of silence in recognition of that.
Certainly. Can we have a moment of silence, please? Thank you. Anything else for general communications from members of the council? Okay, next up is executive communications. There are none. A is acceptance of the minutes for the council meeting held on September 7th. Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Any abstentions? Councilman Sinapi. Snappy stains. Thank you. The minutes have been accepted. Next up is public comment, Rule 41. Again, if anybody would like to speak, there is a sign-up sheet here, last call for that. Rule 41, after the general communications and prior to the consent calendar at each city council public hearing meeting, there shall be a 15-minute period which citizens may comment about Warwick City government issues subject to the following stipulations. The total period of time for public comment shall be 15 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many citizens as possible to participate. The topics for comment shall be issues directly affecting city government. City council members will not respond to questions during the public comment period. Public comment session will terminate at the expiration of 15 minutes. Waiver of this provision requires unanimous consent. Is there anyone signed up at this time? There's no one. Okay. Last call. We'll do one more public comment. All right. Thank you, Sergeant. We're now moving to number one, which is the consent calendar. PCR 109-22, resolution relative to bids. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Bid 2023-189, remove and splice fiber network connectivity. Bid 2023-199, Sophos firewall services renewal. That concludes consent calendar bids, Mr. President.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments from members of the council that were not asked earlier this evening in the Finance Committee? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes. Motion passes.
Thank you. Councilman Howe, I believe a few items have been removed.
Mr. President, I fear that I made a minor error. There was one other bid that I didn't read for the record.
Go ahead.
I do apologize. That would be bid 2023-066, land lease Winter Avenue Telecommunications Tower.
Solicitor Walsh.
It did remain as part of the bid package. Is there any necessity for a motion of reconsideration by any member of the council, or is everyone comfortable with their vote being applied as a yes vote as part of that? Okay to proceed.
Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you. I do apologize.
Yep. And Councilman Howe, I believe two items have been removed from the consent calendar.
Yes, Mr. President. PCR 111-22, formerly bid 2023-122 fire apparatus, has been hold until October 3rd.
Hold to October 3rd.
Formerly bid 2023-121 fire apparatus type 1 ambulance, now PCR 112-22, hold until October 3rd.
Hold to October 3rd. Thank you very much, Councilman.
Thank you.
We are now moving to unfinished business on the agenda. First up is PCO 6-22 sub A, an ordinance relating to the use of automatic license plate reader technology. Committee report, ordinance. Okay, can we get a move and we'll get a second and then we can have a discussion? I'll take that as a favorable action. And second by Councilman Howe. Okay. Are there members of the council that have any questions or comments on this item? Councilman Ricks.
I have a lengthy amendment that I can introduce at this time. So let's see. The amendment, and I'm looking at the sub A version that is in our binders and was distributed for this meeting. That's the one with the green highlighting. So this would be an amendment to the sub A, just to make sure that everyone is looking at the correct version. First, at the end of subsection B, I would continue the sentence, excuse me, add a new sentence at the end of subsection B stating, quote, any policy or changes thereto must be ratified by the city council in order to take effect. Subsection D, I have some changes. I'm leaving the all of the language intact, though I'm adding to the end of the first sentence and then picking up after the green text. So I'll just read the entirety of subsection D, the amended version that I intend to introduce for clarity. So it would read, data collected by an ALPR technology system shall not be sold or shared with any third-party individuals or entities, excluding law enforcement agencies that similarly have policies prohibiting the sale or sharing of any such data with any third-party individuals or entities, excluding law enforcement agencies with similar policies. Such data should be stored for no longer than 30 days and in accordance with the established Rhode Island records retention schedule. Thereafter, ALPR data shall be purged unless it has become or it is reasonable to believe it will become evidence in a criminal action. Data detection browsing activity is exempt from the storage and purging requirements of this subsection. In the event that any law enforcement agency does sell or share any such data in violation of this subsection, the department shall demand that such law enforcement agency delete any such data provided by the department, take all reasonably necessary measures to delete all such copies, and and demand disgorgement of all proceeds of or flowing from any sale to be directed to the city. All copies of such data referred to in this subsection shall be deleted within 30 days, except pursuant to policies adopted in accordance with the provisions of this subsection. With the provisions of this section. Moving on, I would add sub-items to subsection E. E7, any instances of erroneous identification by the ALPR technology system. E8, the location at which any stationary or fixed ALPR that is actively collecting data is installed and used. So those two items are metrics that would be included as part of the transparency portal. Next, subsection F. A law enforcement officer shall be certified in ALPR operations by the department prior to operating or accessing ALPR data or ALPR technology systems. New subsection G. Any data or other information created or collected in contravention of this chapter, and any data or information derived therefrom, shall be immediately deleted and destroyed, and may not be offered as evidence by any municipal entity in any criminal or civil action or proceeding, except as evidence of the violation of this chapter, or be voluntarily provided to another person or entity for use as evidence for any other purpose. Let's see. In the event of a violation of the collection or use of ALPR data inconsistent with this section. That's basically language taken from the state version that has not yet passed but was being considered. So that would be, and we may need to further discuss the remedies and penalties on that. Finally, the last subsection that I would add would be subsection H. Prior to any ALPR data being shared with any other law enforcement agency or any third party, such recipient shall provide a written affirmation that it shall use and dispose of any such ALPR data transmitted from the department in accordance with this section and department policies.
Thank you, Councilman. So that is amendment has been made. Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Lattiser and Councilman Gephardt. Okay, I will give my comments and then open it up to my colleagues. We're just talking about this amendment at this time. I really appreciate Councilman Ricks's work on this. I know this is a very important issue to him, and he's done obviously a lot of work on this. With that said, however, I will not be supporting this amendment this evening. I believe that we're talking about two different things here. The City Council's role is not to create a policy for the police department. That is the Board of Public Safety. I believe that our power lies in the purse, meaning we will be able to decide if the City Council wants to approve buying these cameras when that comes up to us. I wanted to see a policy. The Board of Public Safety has provided a policy. I have read through the policy. I don't think any policy is going to be perfect. I don't think any policy is going to satisfy everybody. I just don't believe it is the council's role to write a policy for the police department, not for Flock, not for any other issues. It is separation of powers. I appreciate the work that has gone into this, but the Board of Public Safety has a policy in place. A lot of the questions that were asked earlier this evening from members of the public are already answered in that policy, how long they can keep it for, who has control of it, how they're going to do it. That was passed by the Board of Public Safety. I don't think an ordinance from the City Council should get into rewriting a policy for the police department. I just personally do not feel that is our role. So I will not support, I will not be supporting this amendment this evening. I think our ultimate power on the council will come up at another time when it was held for a couple of weeks. When the question comes before us, are we going to buy these? And I believe if council members do not agree with the policy that is in place, it is 100% their priority to vote against purchasing them. And I think that's where our authority is as a council. It is not writing policies for the police department. So again, I appreciate all the work that you put into this. Councilman Ricks, I cannot support your amendment at this time. Thank you. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. So I would also like to thank Councilman Sinapi for all of the work that he put into the original document we have in front of us. I know that very time consuming. I also spent a lot of time going through all the documents, both from the police department as well as the ACLU, as well as a significant amount of communications I've received from members of the public. And also thanking Councilman Ricks for his efforts. I do have a question. And this is something that, listening to how many times this evening policy was referred to, it brings me to this question. And this question is for the solicitor. Does policy established by the police department or has been talked about this evening from the Board of Public Safety, does that policy trump, overrule, replace, or take the place of any ordinance that this City Council may pass?
Thank you, Councilman. Our ordinances take priority over departmental or executive policies.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. So no policy, whether it's the police department, fire department, DPW, or anyone, will trump or replace an ordinance passed by the City Council, any City Council, whether it be those of us sitting here now or new?
We are governed by a certain hierarchy in this body. It, for the purposes of local government, our charter takes precedence over anything else that the municipality has authority over, followed by those items that are prescribed in our ordinances, followed by policies.
Thank you. So over the years that I've been sitting on the city council. There has been numerous times.
Excuse me, Councilman. We just remember this is just on this amendment.
I understand.
Right now.
This is speaking directly to this amendment. Where in item 3 on authority, it speaks to Rhode Island general law. So over the years, it has been stated on this council floor, sometimes perhaps on legislation that I was pursuing or others, that there is legislation in the General Assembly that is pending to address that particular issue. And we need to wait, or we should wait, until the General Assembly makes the ruling and passes a state law. Well, we heard this evening, and I have a copy of Senate Bill 2650, as well as House Bill 7507 that was in the General Assembly this past session. Senate Bill 2650 is the one that Senator Anderson testified to earlier that had come very, very close to a consensus. And I have spoken at length to Representative Solomon about this as well. And he is fully intending to reintroduce 2650 again at the beginning of the legislative session. So with that said, to me, it would make sense for us to kind of take a step back on this, in addition to all of the other concerns that we have received, that we've heard, items from our, well, I won't speak for any of you, but from my constituents, and take a step back and let's see what the General Assembly does. Let's see what they propose and pass, if anything, as a state law governing these flock cameras and what they can do and they can't do. If you had gotten a copy of that legislation, many of the concerns that were addressed this evening or questions that were asked this evening are addressed in that legislation. And as we know, state law trumps it all. So to enact something now as the legislative branch of government on a local level, hearing, and I'm not going to say knowing, I'll say hearing that the representative from the city of Warwick intends to reintroduce legislation to address the questions and concerns with this particular pending item, I think that it makes sense that we just take a step back, let it go to the General Assembly, and let's see how the General Assembly responds to it, as opposed to doing something now that is just going to be an act of what we think is due diligence to be trumped and overruled by state law, rather than letting state law guide and govern the use or not use of these flock cameras. So having said that, I would like to propose or make a motion, I should say, for the city council to take a step back and allow the state to continue doing their due diligence regarding the flock cameras. And when they render their opinions, use that as our guide on the local level. So okay. That would be a motion I would like to make at this time.
All right, we're just going to go to the solicitor because we do have a motion that was seconded just for protocol.
I'll defer to Councilman Lattiser's motion and allow his motion and discussion to take priority over mine.
Okay, so we are on a pending motion to amend that has been seconded properly, and we've been in discussion. Councilman Lattiser is offering an intervening amendment to hold to a certain, hold the item to a date certain, postpone. I need clarification as to your intention as it relates to the procedural motion.
Good good question, Solicitor. I would certainly be amenable to putting in a hold until. That certainly would be something that we could amend, extend, or withdraw should legislation be passed. Knowing how things move in the General Assembly, I would propose on a date certain of April 1st to have a date out there. It certainly is something that if we learn in May, and I'm sure we'll all be keeping an eye on that, if we learn in March that it's going to take a little bit more time to maneuver through, we can always move to amend or extend. If someone is more comfortable with putting it into the end of the legislative session, that's fine with me as well.
Well, it's your motion, so please provide some time
frame.
Okay,
let's do with a sunset of June 1st.
So there's an intervening procedural motion here to hold the item until what we can say is the first meeting in June, which would be June 5th. These are... Okay. So we would need a second on that motion.
We have a second. Second by Councilman Ricks. All right, so the motion that is now being discussed is to hold until June.
The item that exists before us, PCO 622 sub A, a motion to hold until June 5th of 2023 has been made and seconded.
Any questions on that amendment? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll to hold.
Mr. McAllister?
No.
Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gephardt?
No.
Mr. Howe?
No.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
No.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
No.
Ms. Travis?
No.
Two yes, seven no. Motion fails.
Motion fails to hold. Are there any additional amendments?
We are back on the Councilman Ricks amendment.
Okay, so we're back on Councilman Ricks' amendment. Are there any questions on Councilman Ricks' amendment? Councilman Gephardt.
So, thank you, Council President. So, on Councilman Ricks' amendment, did not take issue with. However, the one... that I'm stuck on is requiring a policy, a departmental policy that already has a governing body to then forward that policy for ratification back to the city council. I think that's a bridge too far for me. So I would not support that particular amendment. I do think the addition of the location of the cameras to the transparency portal is a good one. I had a couple marked down here with some overlap that I was going to introduce as well. I'd need a run back on the other components, but as it stands right now, the amendment I would not support simply based on that first component around requiring the Board of Public Safety to gain approval from the City Council on any adjustments to that policy.
I'll remove that portion. So That would be removing the amendments.
Yeah, you need to be recognized. Hold on 1 second. Any additional comments, Councilman? Okay. Councilman Rex.
Motion amended to remove the change to subsection B.
Second by Councilman Lattiser. Okay. Solicitor Walsh.
First off, Councilman Ricks, you read a lengthy amount of amendments into the record that I was unable to keep up with. Do you have that at your avail to be able to submit to me either in written or electronic form so that I can clarify any potential changes to the amendment that you've already proffered?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I have that?
Mr. President, request a 10-minute recess while the solicitor reviews through those amendments.
I will entertain a motion for 5-minute recess. I don't want this to drag on.
He's got enough time.
Do we have a second for Councilman? Okay, Councilwoman Travis. So we'll be in recess for 5 minutes.